ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तः पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्ये माक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृत्रश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो वरिष्ठनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणास्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने नमस्ते टु ऑल ऑफ यू. See, in the last class, we finished the second Kandaha, Dvitiya Kandaha, Prathama Mundaka. And today we are just going to summarize what we have learned, so that in case you have missed any previous classes, you can get an idea of what is being talked about in the second Kandaha. So the Upanishad talks about Paravidya and Aparavidya. Aparavidya is talked about initially to let the sadhaka know the limitations of the Aparavidya. If you do not know what is Aparavidya, how will you know what is Paravidya? You cannot directly go to Paravidya without knowing Aparavidya. It is the same process as, first of all, you have to be a Karma Yogi. Then only you can become a Jnani. You cannot directly go to Jnani Jnani. We have seen it. In the Bhagavad Gita also, that one has to be first of all a Karma Yogi, go through, have all the five different buddhis, develop Antakarana Shuddhi, then Tad Vigyartam Sugugsa Gurumeva Samitpani Abhigachati Shotriyam Brahmanishta. So this person, after developing all the Vairagyam or dispassion and the pursuit of moksha, pursuit of jnanam is the only source. Nothing else comes in the way. Such a person, after having developed vairagyam or dispassion, then he or she is very clear. Then he or she goes to the teacher and asks for jnanam. Then the teacher in Vidivatam, in the proper way, it is knowledge is given to the person. That person becomes free or understands what is mokshaha, then attains jivan mukti in this life itself. So one has to first know what is aparavidya. If you want to go to higher doctorate, you want to be a PhD, you don't want to have a PhD degree next to you, then you cannot directly get a PhD degree. You have to first at least be a graduate. You have to first at least go to school, study under a teacher first for a lengthy period of time, maybe 12 years, then go to college, study in 5 more years. After that, do graduation, then post-graduation, then you appear for a PhD, then again you go through the same process, you are given a mentor. A person who actually becomes your mentor, he goes through your thesis papers and he or she approves the thesis, and then you are given a doctorate. So there is a process. You cannot directly become a PhD or doctorate just because you want to be a doctor. Anybody can call them doctor. So here it says, the elaboration of Aparavidya is being discussed in this verse. And Agnihotra ritual is being taken up as an example. Agnihotra is a ritual that is being followed by a grahastha, by a brahmana who has been initiated into Veda Adhyayana. And the person is supposed to do Agnihotram if his father has been doing this Agnihotram. You cannot suddenly take up Agnihotra because you want to do it. Your father, the guru, initial guru, has to initiate you into that. So it has to be in the parampara where it has been done. The reason for that is Agnihotra. That fire which is kindled after the person does the puna, he comes after upanayanam, and every day he has to do Agnihotra. That fire is kept burning till the person passes away. So day and night the fire will be burning, like it will be, embers will be there, it will not be put out. When the person is passing away at the time of death, the same Agni is being used to cremate his body. So such is a stringent method of ritualistic of Aparavidya is being discussed. Then if you do Agnihotra, if you don't do Darsha Purna Masatmane, that is every fortnight there is a Amavasya and Purnami. So you're supposed to do this Agnihotra on that day also. If you don't do that, then also it will be of no use. It is not done Vidhi Purvakam. Avidinam means that which is not as per the procedures given in the Veda Shastra, in the Karma Kandha portion. And it will give you adverse results. Then we also saw that all these rituals require Karyam, Karakam, and all other things required, karma and phalam, right? Karyam, karakam and phalam. Three things are required. Karma should be done, karyam. Karakam means what all ingredients required. If you want to do a puja at home, you have to be prepared the previous day. You cannot just get up in the morning at 7:30 in the morning and say, I want to do this puja. You have to make a list of what all items are required. Make sure that you are ready. Right from preparation of the food, the description of the menu, what you want to prepare, how many people are going to be called, how many gifts will be given, what you will give them, offerings for Naividyam, all the ingredients which is required for the puja, flower, chandan, kumkum, whatever is required. Everything has to be, and then also the mantra to be chanted. The vadyar also be invited. And you have to be ready also mentally. So all these are karyam, karakam and phalam. So when you do this with the shraddha, with the same dedication which you do, it will going to give you phalam. And when you phalam means results, because you are doing this for results. You are not doing it just for fun. You are doing this because it is something which you want to do. It is going to bestow benefit on the family. The householder of the yajamana is going to be benefited by this. Good things will happen. general prosperity, danyam, dhanam, pashum, bahuputram, labham, all this is benefited, correct? Danyam means what? All sorts of grains in the house, you never have a problem of grains. Dhanam, your wealth, dhana vriddhi is there, more wealth is going to come. Pashun means here you can call in olden days Pashu was like, you know, the old days they used to give, the cow was there. Now you know you have got Pashu is all animals which are there in their house. So you may have, you know, one cat, another cat. So you'll have multiple things. So you can have, you know, different types of Pashu means what? Animal. In Shaiva Siddhantam, Pashu means Jiva. So multiplication of Jivas. Then Bahu, you naturally you have to get a wife, you know, a daughter-in-law, or you know, so then Putram, after a daughter is born, then you want time for Putra. Putra Bhagame Kadaya. So you pray for the Putra also. Putra, Putri, whatever, whichever. Normally anybody who does the puja, they always ask a Putra only. They never ask for Putri. Nobody asks. By choice, Bhagavan gives you Putri, you accept it. Prasada Buddhi. Right. Is there any person who says that I want a female child? Because the female child is not supposed, will not be able to develop, the vamsa vriddhi is not be there. Because the female child always go to other person and develop the vamsa of the other person, not of your family. Right? And for you to, when you pass away, there should be somebody who should be able to cremate and continue your legacy. So in the olden days, they always ask for. So Bahu Putra. So this is the Putri doesn't say Bahu Putra Labha. See, Shastram is very clear there also. It doesn't say Bahu Putri Labha, Bahu Putra Labha. Because Putra, through the Putra only the prophecy is maintained, you know, the progeny is maintained. Sadasambhatram Dirgamayuhu. You live for 100 years. So that is what benefited, correct? So if you do this, but the Upanishad is very clear that even if a person does all these karmas religiously, it is only going to give him phalam, results only, and the results are going to give him what? Another janma, because he is going to give him benefits. He is going to live longer, and the life of the person in the Kali Yuga is 100 years. That's why Shatam Samvatsaram. Shatam. Why does it say Shatam? 100. It doesn't say, you know, thousands or, you know, 100,000. So when coming to this topic of 100 years, I wanted to just give you an example of how this samsara is so great. Don't be afraid, okay? First of all, you don't need to be worried about all these things. But it's just information purpose, okay? We have four yugas. You know that, right? We have Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga. In this yuga, people were truthful. There are no religions. And the average human life was 100,000 years. The life, human life was 1,780,000 years. 1,728,000 years is one yuga called Krita Yuga. And it has got, you know, 1,728,000. 1,728,000 years. Average height of the person that was 31 feet. They were tall people. They were no religions. They were virtuous. They had no problem of anything. And that time was the Narasimha Avatara, the Hayagriva Avatara, the Matsya Avatara, that's the time was there. This is the the Krita Yuga, Satya Yuga. Then came the Treta Yuga. In this, we got all the Vamana Avataras. Parashurama Avatara, Rama Avatara. You already know the Treta Yuga is Rama Avatara. People know only Rama Avatara. So you take that. In this, the average life of a human was 10,000 years. These are 100,000 years, it has come down to 10,000 years. And the human life on that Yuga, all put together, was 1,296,000 years. 1,296,000 years. 1296,000. 1728,000. Don't dial 000, you'll get ambulance. The average height is supposed to be 21 feet during that time. You can see the Kumbhakarnas, etc., Ravanas, they're all very tall people. Hanuman was there, he could grow tall. Because that's the average height of the people. And during that time, it was not as virtuous. There were more of, you know, the rituals being performed to please devatas. A lot of ritualistic things, upasanas, meditations were being performed during that time. Then came the Dwapara Yuga, which is the Krishna. Krishna was the main yuga. People know Dwapara was Krishna only. 1,000 years was the average span of a human. And the Yuga itself, that Yuga was 864,000 years. 864,000 years. Now we are in the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is what? Deceit, tamasic, lack of dharma, not having clear view of one's own self, pursuit of knowledge is not there, adharmic activities will be flourishing, cheat, deceit, all sorts of activities which are there, which are not there before, they will all be in this yuga. Dharma will struggle to live. There will be more dharmis than dharmi. There will be more people who don't want to follow dharma than there will be adharm people. And there will be no concept called moksha. There will be no concept called Bhagavan. There will be no concept, very little. People will be there. But the number of people will be reduced. And the people who are in the Kali Yuga, they will get influenced by other people, by society around them. So even though they want to pursue good things, the society will not let them pursue, or they will be drawn into all sorts of differences. Thereby the concept of attaining moksha is no longer there. Very few people will pursue moksha or understanding what is the truth of one's own existence. So the average life of this Kali Yuga is 100 years. So when you come to 100 years, Shatam, Samvatsaram. So when Veda says Shatam means, because 100 years is Shatam, this Kali Yuga. 100 years is the maximum span of a person who can live comfortably in this Yuga. Beyond 100 years, it is going to be a difficult life. And this Kali Yuga will be 432,000 years. 432,000 years. Average height of the person will be 5 feet 5 inches. From 31 feet to 21 feet to 11 feet in the Dwapara Yuga to 5.5 feet in the Kali Yuga. all the four yugas, total together how much? 4,320,000 years. 4,320,000 years equal to one, all the four yugas. It's called one Mahayuga. So four Mahayugas equal to one Mahayuga. So one Mahayuga equal to how many years? 4,320,000 years. Seventy-one Mahayuga equal to one Manvantara. 71 Mahayuga equal to one Manvantara. Manvantara. Vaivasvata Manvantare Ashtavikum Sakitame Kaliyuge Pratame Pate Jambu Dvive Bharata Varshe Vardhana Mantra. So we are in the seventh Manvantara. So 71 Mahayuga equal to one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras. So we are in the seventh Manuhu, which is what? Vaivasvata. So we are in the middle. So there are seven more to go after this. So 71 Mahayuga equal to one Manvantara. 14 Manvantara equal to one Kalpaha. Or 994 Mahayugas. 71 times 14 equals to 994 Mahayugas. So the average life of a Brahma, this is one day's life of Brahma, one day. How many? 1000 Mahayuga equal to one Kalpa. So 1000 times 4,320,000 years equals to a day of Brahma, one day of Brahma. So you can imagine how we have come across. We are now in the 5014th year of the Kali Yuga. So you got 432,000 years minus 5014. How many years are left now for Kali Yuga? That many times you will continue to die and take birth. For an Ajnani, that person will continue to take birth, karma, janma, till the entire Kali Yuga is extinguished. Then again, the whole Kalpa will be there. Then again you roll on to next Srishti. Artha Manvantara varo. Eighth. You will again continue to be there. Then you go to the 14th one. So don't worry about it. So many trillion years will be there. So what I'm trying to tell you is that a person who thinks, somebody will say, nah, I have got so much of time. 432, how old will be? Correct. And how many times? Pullai, Puruvai, Pambai, Elar, Dhruvacha Shulra. He says in the Dhruvachakam that how many times I've become a pull, I've become a, you know, Pambu, yes. He has said, I have taken so many births and I come to this human life. And if I don't see the Bhagavan, or if, you know, what is the point of taking birth? You see, he literally cries, Manika Vachakar, Dhruvachakar. So, it is not to scare you away from this. What it tells you is Aparavidya is like this. It will continue to be there, evolving forever, till you come to realization that. Because all these are time. Correct. All these are what? Time specific. metrics. And time is what? Within Brahman. Trikala Abhaditam is Brahman. So a person who actually transcends time, he is not bound by this Kalpa, Mahayuga, Manvantara, etc. Now one may ask a question, how do I transcend? For that you have to know who you are. For that only the study is required for Paravidya. So for studying Paravidya, you need to know what is Aparavidya, all these things are there to be understood. Yes. I have to do rituals. Yes. Because you are not ready yet for Jnana yet. So you should do rituals. If I do rituals, how should I do it? As a Karmi or Karma Yogi? Next question. So you have to do as a Karma Yogi, whereby you do the rituals initially just for pleasing yourself. Artha, Kama, Dharma you do. You continue to do the same thing. One day, due to Bhagavan's grace, someday the Bhagavan will say, look, this person has been doing for so many years. Let him give him some jnana. Let him find some peace. So he or she will give you some direction to some teacher, some teaching. Oh, satsang is there. Go and learn. So he or she accidentally comes out of Bhagavad Gita. So there's something called Bhagavad Gita is there. So let me study. So initially he studies Bhagavad Gita, doesn't understand anything. 3 years, 4 years, nothing goes into his head. Passes away after so many years. Artha Janma is ready for you to continue where you are. You again learn same Bhagavad Gita next Janma also. You may not know you learned before, but Artha Janma will be very clear because some people can pick up things very quickly. Because they already transcended before, they already been there in the process and they are just picking up threads from the Janma. So for them it is easy to pick up things. But if you ask a question, which came first? The human body came first or the karma came first? It's like a chicken and egg situation. Because through karma only body comes. When you do body, karma comes. So which comes first? Nobody knows. It's a cycle. That's why karma, janma, karma, janma. You continue to do this wall till. And the Upanishad also talks about people who are very proud of doing these karmas. They say that if I do the karma like this, I'll get moksha. I will live like a proper call rituals I will do. I will do Abhishekam every day. I will do all this chanting every day. I will only do this. And this itself will take me to Jnana. Nama Sangitram I will do. I will do Navada Bhakti. All these are required only to develop Antakarna Shuddhi, to know, to make your mind mature. That by itself will not take you to moksha. And these people, what they do, they declare themselves to be wise and learned people. Panditaha. So when you say Panditaha means what I know, this is what is right for me. So by distancing themselves from the truth, they are already going away from the reality. They are already going away from what is supposed to be target because they themselves are mudaha. They are ignorant people of their own self. And they are superimposed their own ideas and opinions with what they know, they think is right. It is their own assumption based on what they have studied in Karma Kanda. See, the whole of the Upanishad, as I told you, has got three khandas. Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, and Jnana Kanda. Jnana Kanda is only 10%, which consists of Upanishads and Brahma Sutras and Bhagavad Gita. The 90% of the whole text is all meditation, Karma Kanda only. There are several rituals to be done. Thousands of rituals are there, pujas and yagas are there to be done. Elaborate description is given. So if you choose to follow that path, you will be continuing to do the karma for lifetime, for many generations. Because this life is not enough, na? Do this. So the Upanishad therefore concludes after several iterations, saying that only jnanam will lead to moksha. Only jnanam. There's no other way. Nanya panta vidyate naya. Na anya panta means no other means. Panta means na anya, means no other means. So when the person has realized after doing all these things that it is not giving him satisfaction, it is not giving him any direction where he wants to go, then he finally goes to the teacher. The Bhagavan's ways, the teacher is there, the teacher is found. A dedicated teacher, committed teacher, who is a Kshatriya Brahmanishtaha. Kshatriya means what the person who has listened from a guru already before. And Brahmanishtaha, pursuit of Brahman is the only cause. Nothing else is priority for the person. All the other things are not important. When it comes to the choosing the priority, Brahmanishta is very important. Always priority is given to that. Nothing else. So such is the quality of the teacher, and the student also develops vairagyam by staying with the teacher over a bit of time. It will not come immediately, because the whole external world is full of distractions. And sometimes you feel like you have to be, you want to go, you want to come back, you want to go, come back. After some time, you know, eventually you will find these fallacies. What I will enjoy there, now enjoy. So slowly your mind will slowly calm down. You will no longer be interested. Not that you don't like to go. You have better things to do. You think that this is better for me, that is not going to give me anything. So I will not do this. So I'll pursue the Dhamma. So this is called Brahmanishta. Once the person becomes committed, then there's no turning back. The person will actually get moksha. Provided there is effort being put by the person in the right direction. So the Upanishad also talks about the Dvaita Vichara. First of all, you have to see the dosha darshanam. Dosha means what? The fallacies of all these karmas. There are dosha. Means there are limitations. Dosha means not like, you know, defects. They are limitations in performing the karmas. It can only be time bound. You cannot do one karma today and say that, okay, next 20 years I won't do anything at all. Or 35 years I won't do anything. If you do every year, see, certain things you do every year. Like if you don't have your parents, people do Pitru Tarpana, the Amavasya. One Amavasya is not enough. You have to do every Amavasya you should do. Every year you should do, if Masikam is there, Onam is there. No, I'll only do once a year. I heard people saying, see, I don't have time to do all these things. What I do, I send money to India, 5,000 rupees I send. I feed poor people in India, and then this is not right. Because this is shortcut. Like somebody coming to your house and say that I can finish in 10 minutes or 20 minutes. So what do? You just come and the vadyar comes and gives, you just give him dakshina, he can also go away. Bless and go away, right? It's also possible. But he can also do elaborate ritual also in your house. So what it means is Shraddha is not there. And this is not going to benefit the person who is doing it. So he or she is doing it just because it has been done. Or they don't know what it is. And they're not following it systematically. So you must not, if you don't know, better don't do it. Because if you don't do it properly, it will not give you benefit, it will actually adversely affect also. See, if you don't know anything, you can ask, okay, what is the procedure to do this? How many people should I invite? Can I do it or not? no, no, it's not possible for me to do it. I won't do it. So this person does it by giving money. That is his tarabda, his father, his pitru is like this. What can I do about it? Somebody may be doing it. So dvaita vichara will be there. So initially, all these karmas will lead to dvaita vichara only. Dvaita means what? Duality. There are two. You and the Bhagavan are separate. There is some other person apart from you as a Bhagavan. Dvaita vichara. Everything is dvaitam here. Dvaita vicharam will lead to dvaita vairagyam. Dvaitatle vairagyam. I don't want anything, just me and Bhagavan is enough. See, initially what happens, you see all those things. Then you see doshas and all those things. Then you and the Bhagavan, you have a dialogue. You sit in front of the Bhagavan, and you chant mantras, sahasranama, whatever you chant. You are one. Oh, I'm very comfortable. We sit in the temple and then recite. You be one of the Lord. So your own personal Lord is there. You talk to the person. So dvaita vairagyam will come where you leave other things. And now you are only interested in dvaita chanting or Nama Sangeetan chanting, whatever, right? And this dvaita vairagyam, due to this, will lead you to advaita one day. From anya bhakti to ananya bhakti. See, Thai Manavar, when you see the text in the Tamil class, he has gone through several stages. He was minister in the cabinet. He's an accountant. And he went through so many things eventually. And then he got into Advaitam. We see the principles of Advaitam. But when you see the poem further, you will see Dvaita Darshanam also will be there. But Dvaita Darshanam is resolved in Advaitam purely because of the Bhagavan's grace and his effort is there. So eventually Dvaita Darshanam will become Advaitam. And once a person knows Advaitam, he understands what is Advaitam, he resolves Dvaitam into Advaitam. Dvaitam will continue to exist. See, Dvaitam will not get resolved. If you ask any jnani or anybody, they say, are you Advaiti? Yes, I am an Advaiti. So you are not a Dvaiti. I am a Dvaiti, but I also know that Advaitam is like this. So you not say, so you don't go to temple at all? I do go to temple. So you don't worship anything at all? I worship every day. I do chanting. I do this. So you don't perform any prayers. Because you are Advaiti, you don't have to do any karma. Not like this. From a Vyavaharika view, Dvaitam is there. But the person who is in Advaiti vision, he resolves this Dvaitam into Advaitam because he understands what is Advaitam, Advitiyam, not two, indivisible, partless whole. So when he sees the waves, he knows that it is the waves are there. But he also knows that the waves are nothing but water. He resolves the waves in the knowledge of the water and only the water remains. Waves get. So this is called empirical reality. The waves are empirical reality or relative reality. And the water, Satyam, is called absolute reality, which is called Advaita. So ultimately, the Upanishad comes to this topic. This is called Parikshalokan Karma Chittan. You saw the verse, we are going to come, we will see the verse later also. Parikshalokan Karma Chittan means after having doing all the karmas and having examined all the karmas, this person has come now to the ultimate conclusion that all these karmas are useless for me. It is not giving me the vision. So let me do this with a view to get the grace of the Bhagavan and the grace of the Guru I need. And through the knowledge of Tad Vijnatam Sa Gurumeva. So through the mouth of the Guru, mouth of the teacher, let me get this jnanam and thereby I'll be free from all these things. I don't have to worry about all the kalpas, mahayuga, manvantara. I don't need to worry about all these things. These are all numbers of years. I am not time bound. I do not have any time. I am ajaha, I am unborn. Birth is only for the person who thinks that he is a mortal. I am a limited person. So when you say that I am a limited person, yes, you are definitely a limited person in terms of the body you will be born. When you say I am an unlimited, I am not a limited person, I am actually a limitless person, ananda. Then for such a person, there is no more birth. He has already achieved Brahman. Brahmavid apnoti param tat esha pyuktaha. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yovedan hitam guhayam paramet yoman. See, the person who actually thinks is Brahman, apnoti param, he has attained Brahman. So this is what is said in the Upanishad. He comes to this. So we'll just quickly go through the mantras The first mantra talks about mantreshu karmani kavayon anya pashyan tani tretayam bahuda santatani tanya acharata niyatam satya kamaha esha vaha panta sukhdasya loke. It means those rituals, the mantras which the people have discovered before are spread in three Vedas. In many ways, Bahuda, in many ways. And they are all true. It is not untruth. They are all true. So he says, Satya Kamaha means those seekers of the truth. People who are seeking the truth, you do this regularly. What? Niyatam Pantaha is, I mean, Nani, this is the only way. So people who don't have this vision, you please do the karmas. For what? Sukrutasya loke. For getting all, going to Indra loka, Brahma loka, this loka, that loka, Tapo loka, all the lokas which are above you. You go to all the lokas, enjoy the benefits, you be comfortable there. Don't take birth for some time. Don't come to Bhuloka immediately again. So Sukrutasya lokaha. Of your own good action. Sukruta means what? Good actions. Then mantra 2. Yada lelayate hyachihi samidde havya vahane. Tad ajya bhaga antarena ahuti patipadayet. So one should offer oblations in the Agni Kundaha between northern and southern direction. Atma doesn't exist. Atma transcends all lokas. See, the person who thinks that he is a mortal will think that he is going to Brahma Loka, Bhu Loka, Yama Loka, all these things. Atma does not travel anything because it has got no travel. So there is no question of going in Loka. It's only the body, the jiva thinks that he is traveling to this loka. When I say you have to travel, it is a travel mentioned for the person who thinks he is immortal. For the person who thinks he is immortal, atma, he doesn't have any loka talk because his loka is here only. He doesn't need to go anywhere. He has discovered his own self as I am atma, Brahma. So for such a person, there is no need to travel anywhere, no need to go anywhere. He has discovered his own self in this Bhuloka itself. So he gets Jivan Mukti here. But for other people who don't understand this vision, who still think they are confusion in Atma and Anatma. So one has to be very clear about what is Atma and Anatma. It's a different discussion altogether. Anatma is that which is not Atma. All these things which are Mithya, anything which is known, which you can quantify, which you can count, which you can name, which you can say things, touch, feel, all anatma. All the five sensory objects which can be sensed, which can be seen, all anatma. That which cannot be seen, which can be heard, which can be touched, is Atma. That is discussed, we discussed elaborately Tattva Bodha. Elaborately we discuss what is Atma consciousness. That is there. So there is no question of it. See, we don't know how they live there in Lokas. Purana says that in the Lokas they live, you know, comfortably in the Loka, but we don't, nobody has gone there and told us who is coming there, what. For Advaiti, for people studying Vedanta, they don't need to worry about how they are living in the Lokas, because nobody is going to go there and see. And nobody knows how they are living. It is said that these Lokas are there. It's only for academic interest, it is said that these Lokas are there, Lokas are there. But, and Purana says that these Lokas are, you know, filled with different types of people, you know, and they have different levels of enjoyment. Again, all bhoga, bhoga only, all the bhoga Lokas only. Nothing is permanent. The only Loka which is not permanent is Atma. There is nothing else. All is, even Brahmaloka also is actually only enjoyment. You will again come back after this. So Brahma also is what? Srishtikarta. He is actually created by Brahman only. So when the Brahma also is created by somebody, how can Brahma give you moksha? He cannot give you moksha. So Brahma Loka also, which is beyond Indra Loka, beyond Tapo Loka, beyond all the Lokas. See, Loka means just a travel, it's just a name given. Don't think in Loka means you are actually going to go there anywhere. It is only for academic interest, it is said that you are going to go to Loka. Nobody really goes to Loka or anything like that. It is said because to drive home the importance of, you know, attaining moksha, it is said that the body goes through several years. As I told you, this time is there. The yuga itself has gone to so many years. So this jiva will continue to evolve in so many years as avidya, as ignorant person. Continue to be there. It may be in this loka, there are 7 lokas, 7 lokas below, 14 lokas are there. He or she may be in different forms, different lokas, in whichever form it is there. We do not know what form they are, we are not interested also in that. Because if your interest is in that loka, then this is not the class, because, you know, this is actually a different class. So here we are talking about what? Paravidya. Right. Paravidya is what? That which is not aparavidya. That all these karmas which are there, they will give you only limited results in this janma. If you are not able to complete this, there will be another janma waiting for you where you will come and complete this again. Because the three different karmas, the sanchita karma, agami karma and prarabdha karma is there. They keep evolving, they will be continuing. Only in sarva karma sannyasa, when you resolve your ignorance in jnana, then all the karmas get removed. You no longer think that you are the doer anymore. Thereby, you do not get any karma phalam. Because you don't get phalam anymore, there is no need for a physical body. Because there is no physical body required, there is no more birth required for you. So you are free. That is the concept. So yada lelayate hyachhi samvidde habya vahane tada ajya bhaga antarena ahuti patipadaye. So he says, when, now he's talking about rituals, Agnihotra rituals. When you do the ritual, you are supposed to offer the oblations in the middle of the fire. When lelayate hyachhi, the fire is dancing like this. You see the fire, when you kindle it properly, it will actually flame like this, right? And you will see the flame coming up. And when the flame is coming up, at the time you're supposed to be offering it in the middle of the fire, not on the southern side, not northern side, correct? You're not even supposed to do ahuti when the fire is not rising. It's like, you know, embers up there. So the fire, that's why when we do this, father always tried to fan it to see that the flame comes out. Why? Because when the flame comes out, you don't feel the heat. You don't feel the smokiness. You don't feel the burning. It's like, you know, the pain you go through. Supposing if you have, you know, no smoke at all, no fire at all, very all embers, you're trying, the stick is very, very wet. It will only pogay. It will only keep on smoking a lot. And when the smoke comes, what? You will cough, your eyes will burn. You cannot get out from the ritual, because what else you sit. Howsoever he tries to fan it, it only brings you more smoke. It doesn't fire because the stick is still wet. So what? The mind is still gross. So whatever you effort try to do, it won't register. And it will continue to cause concern, problems, etc. will be there. It will continue to be there. But over a period of time, this will be evolved. This will get resolved. So when the stick, after burning for many, many, maybe a few minutes, it becomes ember, right? After that, you have to put new stick, a dry stick. Then at that time, if you it will catch again fire. Because there is an ember sitting there underneath. And you are putting a new stick, a dry stick now, and then you are fanning it now. Ajya Baha, you also put Nei also there, correct? Now the Nei is, because the Nei is catching fire on a dry stick, it is catching fire now. So the dry stick, what does it mean? It is your preparation of the mind. And the Ghee, Ahuti you are putting, use your effort which you are putting in there. So effort and the purpose is there. Then the result is what? Lelayate Yachihi. So the fire starts to pick up. Then the flame, when the flame comes, then you don't feel the heat, you don't feel the pain of smoke, etc. So Yada Lelayate Yachihi Samidde Habya Vahane. So Habya Vahana means what? This Vahana means what you call a transport for taking to the oblation to the other lokas. Agni is the transporter for all your oblations. Without Agni, we do not have any karyam at all. That's why we say Agni Sakshi. See, when the person gets married, you'll say Agni Sakshi Akalamanindrakam. I have actually married you in front of Agni, because Agni is a Sakshi. You may not have any relatives. You may not have anybody at all. But Agni is the witness, because Agni is there. And in front of Agni, you have taken a vow that I'm doing this. And the Agni is for Habya Vahana. So it actually is a transporter for all the rituals you do, all the ahuti you offer to take it to the devatas. Devatas will not accept any oblations without Agni. So Agni is, that's what say, Havya Vahana. Plus Ajya Bhaga Antarena. So Ajya Bhaga means like in northern side, southern side, in the middle of it. So he talks about the Agni Hotra, how you should do. You cannot, because you are feeling the heat. Sometimes people, what they do, see, when the fire is coming up like this, the Vadya says, you ninganna nei eduthukongo mavale, here this mavale, they will make a small cup like this, correct? And then they will say, you pour like this, and then let me pour. So when you pour from the top, the flame will again come up, correct? Sometimes you get shoot kaila patudo. So you're not careful. See, if you offer like this, you're supposed to offer and then take it out immediately, not hold like this forever, because the flame has got the capacity to reach and it will burn. So what people do, shortcut, side left to do, they will offer from the bottom. You are supposed to be offering like this. Swaha, swaha, like this. Not on the side like this. Or not on the side like this. So it's called northern and southern. It should be in the middle. And the flame has to be lelayate. That's what is said here. I already told you all these things. I'm just summarizing. So you already, just to recollect what has been talked about before. Then, third verse says, Yasya Agni Hotram Darsha Paurnamasam. I explained to you before also, this Agni Hotra has to be performed with Darsha Paurnamasaha. Like you have to do this, when you follow Agni Hotra, you have to do Agni Hotram on the full moon day and also the Amavasya day. अचतुर्मास्याम means what? Achaturmasya means what? When you are not doing in the chaturmasya. A means what? Negative. A chaturmasya. Then anagrahanam iti avarjitam. That which is not done in the proper manner. Then ahutam Vaishwadeva Abhidhanam Hutam. So Vaishwadevas, Abhidhanam means what? A Vaishwadeva. So Vaishwadevas are the seven devas, which you Sapta Devas are there, where you're supposed to be offering them. So you are not invoking the devas. You are doing all Abhidhanam, which is not as per the procedure. Namakatonna Badi, you just offer anything what you want. Engatha Nei Dappa, Engatha Enna, you just offer Ennai. You just do this. I don't have this, we offer this. So that is not the way. Avidhi Purvakam. Sometimes we'll say, sorry, I don't have. So what the Vajja says, okay, Arisi Podungo. Sometimes, you know, when they say, see, when in Ganapati Puja, when you do Ganesh Puja, this Ganesh Puja is more demanding because our Gilla the Puja Kadeh, Ella Puja Kadeh. All the flowers, you will say, here, all the things will be there. All the flowers will be there. Aragam, bill, all the flowers will be there. Sometimes you don't get this, what do? You do offer Akshadam, Samapyami, Akshadam. Nothing wrong with that. But you must not offer Akshadam for everything. If you are a sannyasi, if you left Agni Karma, then Akshadam is the only way to do it. Because they cannot offer any flower and they can offer. But if you got a grahastha, Agni is there, the Nei is important. Without Nei, there is no Agni. You cannot kindle, you know, Agni and say that I am only good in Nalana Podapara. Then Nalana Kadaya, then Gatla, and then Manana Podram. You cannot do this. What I am saying is you have to be prepared. See, Agni Hotra means the ritual pandakta, what? Abhidhanam. Abhidhanam means what? Vidam means, Vidhi means rules. And Abhidhanam means not as per rules. If you don't know, you ask, okay, what is allowed, what is not allowed. So you have to make sure that certain things are not to be done in that puja, you must not do this. Some flowers are not to be offered to the Bhagavan, you must not do this. Right. So Abhidhanam, Hutam means offering into the fire. Then Atithi Varjitam. Atithi means there's nobody. You're not calling anybody. You're only preparing for your own self. You're inviting family. I'll call just two people from my house. My son will be there. My daughter will be there. I'll perform puja. All the prasadam is after. If I have leftovers there, I'll pack it in a box. I'll eat for next 1 week. That is not what. Atithi means what? You have to invite guests. If you've got a function, you invite guests. Without, then you offer to the guests first, then eat. Sometimes what people do, they will eat first. Mother have to do. Atithi comes later. Poor will have to do. Kitchen la poa, varva, abde, karchini, have to do. Before even offering to the Bhagavan, taste pantra, I'm told. The Pune have to mother. Pune in the Quran, the Kathri man will. Because these people. So Nahapran Karsila, you know, the Korangi eats all the things. Pune doesn't get anything because. So what it tries to tell you is that you have to, when Nevidim is there, you have to first offer to the Bhagavan. Padaipu, Kiragu Pudaipu. Not Pudaipu and then Padaipu. Okay, so very important. So Atithi avarjitam abhidhanam, he says, lokan hinastihi. These people who do this without proper rituals, they go to what you call, they commit a lot of papa. So lokan anistihi, they go to other lokas, it says here. It means what? you don't physically go to loka. What it says is you ignore a lot of papam. And when you have predominantly papam, it is possible that you may not be getting human birth. You will get a human birth also, possible. But human birth may not be in a good family. It will not be in an environment where you will be able to proceed further. You will be born into a adhama purushaha family who are not, don't anything about rituals. Yarame onnu panna matta. Kaariyam pandrathu kedaiyum onnum kedaiyadhu. Who will not follow any dharma. And you will be born among those people, among the community of people who will be there. So you will naturally be inclined to follow those kind of things where there will be no worship of the Lord, no praying of the Lord, nothing will be there. Opportunity will not be there. You will be in that community of people who will be like this. Or circle of, you know, environment where it will be there. And you will continue to be in that same environment. And because you are in the environment, you will continue to go down further. See, it is like this. If you study, for example, right? Brilliant person. If you don't do anything at all, your knowledge will be zero one day. You may be a doctorate, you may have studied everything. But if you don't put to use, then what is the purpose of doing that? Because you are not put to proper use, the effect. So what is the purpose of studying? So what it says here is that tasya lokan hinastihi means these people, they go down to other lokas. See, the loka means here, you must not take it as there is a place to go there. All these lokas are given only for the Vedanti or the person studying Vedanta to know that these are actually not what you call recommended way of doing things. These are all papa karmas, and people who go to this loka, they will be doing other things. So when you say other loka, Indra loka, or, you know, Tapo loka, Dharma loka, it says that you go up, means you rise upwards. Do not go down to this level of the spiders, because there are all jivas. See, do not think that these spiders who are there, or the frogs are there, or the karmambuchi which is there at your home, they are also living beings like us. They also have atma. They also have conscious. They are also consciousness. But they cannot reveal their own self. So we as human beings, superior race, we are able to distinguish everything from anything, correct? So one should ask, why I am not like this? Why I have been given this special power? So in the question, Purunanam, once you get this idea, then you will start to proceed further. So the travel or the loka, which is all discussed there, see, Vaishnavism also will say, we'll go to Vaikuntham. No. Who has gone to Vaikuntham? Has somebody gone and told you that Vaikuntham is like this? It is only through Katha Kalakshepam that you know that, oh, Vaikuntham the Pona, Ganga, Vishnu Rupar, Lakshmi Kalam, you will also be there, you will be all music, dance, everything will be there. It is to be understood that it is a pleasant environment. Your life will be pleasant. Your Vaikuntham can be in this environment if life can be pleasant. Happiness. What does Vishnu mean? Happiness. Krishna means what? Happiness. What does Rama mean? Dharma. So each yuga has got its own benefits. What the Shastra is telling you is that this is how you live your life. You lead a dharmic life. You lead a life of clean life. Thereby you will be happy. You will be contented. You will be satisfied. Correct. So this is what it means. And if you are leading this good life, nothing to worry about all these things. You continue to study what you want to do. You will be given an opportunity to study. Know the truth. Once you know the truth, then these things don't matter to you. Don't worry about, don't discuss about all the lokas. They're all for people who are not ignorant people. He says this loka, travel, manmantara, yuga, all these things, they are there. It's only for information purpose. To tell the client, to the person that this is all the time constraint. The Brahmas, even the Brahma which is there, a day of Brahma has got what? 1000 Mahayugas. Now who is going to count 1000 Mahayugas? Now one may ask, I want to know what is 1000. What are they going to get out of it? It's only for academic interest. It is said that to know that, okay, this such is the span of this whole universe. This creation which is there will come to an end when all these things are finished and you will continue to exist in all the yugas. We have been existing in all the yugas, mind you. We have not come to this Kali Yuga just like that. Direct Kali Yuga or Lamba. We have cycled through all the yugas and come down to Kali Yuga. Finally, you are going to come to the end of the Kali Yuga when all this thing will again be going to Pralaya and Mahapralaya. So, Laya is what? Sleep. Laya, Pralaya, Mahapralaya. I think I explained to you before also, some other class. Laya means you sleep. When you are awake, every day you are walking, waking up, you sleep. Pralaya, you don't wake up. Mahapralaya is when all the jivas which is there, they don't wake up, the whole srishti again comes back. Mahapralaya. You will continue to exist even there also. When the kalpa is finished, you will still be there. As what? As unborn consciousness. You will continue to be existing there as ajaha. You are not born. But if you think that I'll be born, I'll be in this form. Today I'm in this form like this. In 100 years time, I'll be born like this. No, who knows how you will be? Nobody. See, certain things we don't know about it, so we don't worry about it. Because it doesn't matter to us. It's only academic interest is said like this. But what we should understand is that this time constraint talked about, the taking birth, going birth, and again, it's all time conscious. And time is itself is within Brahman. Time itself is actually a limited thing, is nitya. You know the time. When somebody can tell you this is the yuga, it is already documented. You know this is the number of years in the yuga. So you already know about it. So when you already know about it, that is not the truth. So you discounted knowledge, saying, okay, look, oh, this is already known to you. I'll be there for so many years. I'm actually above this number of years. So it doesn't matter to me. I remove. It's like seeing the wave and then you discounting the wave and then seeing the water. You see the number of years, then you discount saying, oh, these years are also what Brahma only, it's part of Brahman only. So I'm that Brahman. That's how you come to that. Okay. So then the fourth verse. Mantra 4. Talks about Kali Karali cha Manoja vacha Sulohita yacha Sudhumra varna Sulingini Vishwaruchi cha Devi Lelayamana iti Sapta Jihwa. So that fire has got Sapta Jihwa, 7 colors. Jihwa means tongue. That's why we always say namma naakla irukkalaya naak is called fire, agni therikku abadiye correct we say na sometimes we'll say kanli sutarchuva apdi kanna apdi murichu paathala shut bayama irukum some people naak jihwa me madumattama why you say this see mida sukta madu say jihwa me madumattama karna abhyamburi vishruvam. So why you say this? Because you pray that let my tongue be speaking only like madhu, means like nectar, not flare up. Because our tongue is capacity to say whatever you want. Navadakkam ullam. Petta thirukkulla kettukollan. Navadakkam is very important. Where you say what you want to say, don't want to say, just keep quiet. So sapta jihwa. So Kali Karali cha. Kali means the dark. Karali means the fiery one. Manojavacha, that moves fast like a mind. So Manojavacha means how does the mind go? It travels very fast, right? In Okandapadiya, we are traveling thousands of kilometers. See, right now we'll be in the class. But our mind will be in some other place. Angeda, Anandam Rupa, Angeda, there's some thoughts will be going on there. You'll go there and come back immediately. Again, you'll go some other place and come back here. So such is the capacity of the fire. And the fire has got unique capacity. See this, when you have a house, in your house you've got a house, small house. the small house, you've got a small place under the staircase or whatever, wherever you find where the Bhagavan can be fitted there, you have a place. Chinnada irukum. And then in the small place, you have a small lamp. Small lamp, you got a small wick. See, understand what I'm coming to tell you. Small house, small place, small lamp, small wick, small lamp, small just light. Gada Valakma here. You know what is Gada Valakka, right? Like, you know, the old stove days. When I was growing up, we had this you know, the stove which is not the pump stove. The other one which has got the thiri, like you have to, you know, screw it in. And then, like, you know, it's a better version of the stove that you have to pump it very hard. And if the flame can, you know, just flare like this, it'll blow up like this. And then what you do, you reduce the, you know, the wick to lower level. Because there's this mechanism by which all the wicks can be lowered. In our home also, when we have this wick which you can push it up, I mean, proceeding. Then small lamp. Now the fire, the light which you see there, it has got the capacity to burn, right? Do you see the burning capacity when you light the lamp? You don't see it. See, when a lamp is being lit in your house, small chinna or valakketra. You see the beauty of the light. You see only the light. But this light, which is there, has got hidden capacity called the burning. It can, that small light is enough to burn the entire house. If you're not careful enough, if you leave it overnight, if you forget to, you know, off it, a lot of oil, it is possible that the entire house can burn. And it doesn't take time for the fire to catch. The fire doesn't say, no, let me take my own time. I will burn it in my own peace. I will only burn at so many kilometers an hour. It just catches fire. It burns everything which is coming in his range. Correct. So, Manoja Vacha means that which moves very quickly. Like the mind. Sulohita means deep red. Sudhumra Varna. Dhumra means what? Smoke. Smoke covered. So it is called also smoke also. Sudhumra Varna. Swilingini. Sparkling. See, the fire also is very sparkling. Vishwaruchita Devi. That one which is bright red. Bright one, many colors. Vishwaruchihi. Many colors. The seven colors are there. Lelaya Manaha. That means dancing. It's called Sapta Jihva. So there are seven aspects are being described here. Kali, Karali, Manojavacha, Sulohita, Sudhumra Varnaha, Swilingini, Chadevi. Vishwaruchi. Seven. Sapta Jihva. Clear? Okay. Eteshu yascharate bhrajamaneshu yatakalam chahutayo hyadayanaha tam nayantyetaha suryasya rashmayaha yatta devanam patireko adivasaha. So he says here, a person, eteshu yascharate, the person who does this ritual systematically, religiously, vidipurvakam, with all the sanctions given, we discussed before. Yata kala means what? In the right, you know, time. Not like, you know, you do whenever you want to do. Today I don't have anything to do, so let me start doing this. So let's go to Veda class. Some people, the Veda class is a filler. Sometimes I ask them, like, you know, they will come and ask me, Samhita Dhanam Panla me, Abdiharanpa. Panla, see, I got time between 8:15 and 8:30 free. So, can you come and do it at a time? He says, I am not available at a time. Because 8:30 onwards till about 5-6:30, they are busy. They give you whole program. See, 8:30 I had to go to swimming class. 9:15 I had to go to tennis class. Tennis class, I'll come back and have dinner, lunch. Then I'll actually go for horse riding. Then I'll go to piano class. After piano class, I'll come back. Then I'll go to cricket training. After cricket training, I'll come to Vedam class. So I don't have any time. So after the homework. So I don't know. Whole life is fully jam-packed. And this karma which you are doing, it is supposed to be a pratama karma for you. If a Brahmana, Samhitadhanam is important for you. And that is important. That is the filler. Other activities are taking a full. So even the Yajamana also is like this. So I tell them, see, yesterday somebody asked me, can you, somebody wanted to go chanting. Revati knows, he comes to chanting class. So I don't tell anybody I'm chanting. People come to know, they call different people. Somebody asked me from Melbourne. They want to learn chanting. Oh, because this person has gone to Melbourne, he or she has chanted in some place. And they liked it and they called me. So I told, I'm happy to teach, but I have not taught them on Skype or anything. And Vedic chanting is supposed to be taught one-to-one. Like this Bhagavad Gita, this can be taught like this. Because I'm talking to you. There's no swara, uchcharipu, anything required. But chanting requires some commitment. See, nera soli kudutala kekkadhu. See, apve swara, apasarama nalayadhu. Directly when you teach also, there's a problem when swaras are being mixed up. Because hearing is there, reading is there, assimilation is there. Moon or clear. In Skype learn, nare internet also. Internet Bhagavan is there. Internet Bhagavan doesn't work properly. It's a problem. And this person actually called me. He says, Trumbull, okay, I'm willing to teach you. It's not a problem. 6:30, I can, it's okay, I can come. Then he says, no, I've got this 5 to 6:30. I'm totally busy in this program. So I will not be able to come. So how are you going to spend time? No, I can dial in the car. I can listen from the car. I'm driving in the car, I will listen. I told him it's not work out for you. He says, when I start a new class, at that time I'll tell you. At that time, we'll see if it can be done. So what I'm trying to tell you is, Shraddha is not there. For them, you know, this is like, you know, they want to learn. But our classes are squeezing of time. So, yata kalam is why I'm telling you this, I'm not joking. This is all truth. Whatever I'm saying is satyam. I get called, I get answered like this. Then they will, you know, for them, all of the number 10 adjust. You don't adjust according to their timing. They will only tell you before. See, I'm only free on these days. So can you run a class on that day? Unfortunately, I don't have time. So if you tell him I can't run, means they, so sorry. Can I run on Skype? So what I'm trying to tell you is this kind of yata kalam is it has to be done in a specific time only, and you have to follow that time. You have to be in that time specific only, you have to be there. You cannot just randomly order whatever you want. Yata kalam cha. Ahutaya, you have to offer the oblations. Sandhya mantra means you cannot offer Sandhya mantra in the evening. This Sayam Sandhya, this different mantra you have to chant. Correct. You cannot chant the evening mantra in the morning, saying, you know, I think, you know, it's okay. Sometimes people will say they will do Madhyanikam also at 7 o'clock also, because office is gone. So what they do, 7 o'clock, somebody asks me a question. Now on the Madhyanikam, we have 100%. Madhyanikam you cannot do. See, Madhyanikam you cannot do whenever you want. You have to do only when it is the right time for you. So, yata kalam cha suryasya rashmayaha. So this person takes the path holding the rays of the sun. And he goes to the, he reaches moksha. Sun is supposed to be the effulgent sun, the light. The light of the light. So if you are, what it says here is that this person actually is actually able to achieve moksha or realize the truth, just like the sun's rays holding. So here the sun is supposed to be the Veda or the light. And when the person holds the Vedas, the Veda will actually guide him systematically, holding one by one. He will not let you go. The Suti Mata, as is told here, is a Mata. Mata means the mother will never let go of the children. She will always make sure that the child always follows the right path. Whatever it may be. Even though the child may be absolutely gone, you know, not listening also, still the mother's interest will be always in teaching the child the right manner. So yatra devana pati reko adi divasaha. So he says, who is the ultimate ruler? Son is the ultimate ruler. So son is supposed to be what? Jnanam here. So he says, you achieve jnanam by doing this, by rituals, doing rituals properly, systematically, or lengthy period of time in the right atmosphere with proper knowledge. You will achieve that particular result which you are trying to achieve. That's what is said here. Then mantra 6. Ehe hiti tamahritayaha suvarchasaha suryasya rashmir yajamanaha vahanti priya vacham avivantayo archantyaha eshava punya sukurto brahma lokaha. So when you... It is only for academic interest. Don't say that there's somebody sitting there and welcoming you. See, it says here, yeheti means welcome, welcome, welcome. Vango, vango, vango. Suvarchasaha ahutayaha. It says, bright oblations. Because your oblations are good, they say, okay, you welcome, welcome, vango, and that vango. Suryasya rashmibihi. In the form of sun rays. This ritualist is being led. Vahanti cha yajamanam. So this ritualist is being led by what? Abhivantayaha. So namaskaraha allam. Vango ninga engat vango. You come like to my house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So when you say welcome, namaskaram also is there. Welcome is there. So archantaha. Archantaha means vango. Please vango. That's like this. Correct. So it means, don't think that devata is sitting there waiting, calling you. He's only saying that when you get to know jnanam, then you will be in that happiness mode. Priyam macham, pleasant words. Archintaha, praising. And eshaha, sukrutasa. You earned this punyam. You earned this knowledge. You have gained this knowledge. Sukrutasa. We have to take dvaitam into advaitam. Remember that. All these are dvaiting talks. Aparavidya is what? Dvaitam. Paravidya is what? Resolving dvaitam into advaitam. So how do you look at it? You discount lokas. All the lokas are within me only. I don't go. All the 14 lokas are within me. When I am not there, these lokas are also not there. Where is the question of these lokas? When you don't exist at all. These lokas exist outside of you? No. You are the knower. When you discovered yourself, all the lokas are discovered within you. It is only for the ajnani that the lokas are existing still outside of you. Ajnani in the same is the person is not knowledgeable yet, who has not realized the truth yet, who has not understood the message yet. It is being understood, but not yet. So when the waker is not there, when the knower is not there, is there something called known or knowing? Because the knower is not there means nothing is there. In deep sleep state, when you are there, you don't even know you exist. So what are these lokas? Do you exist? Do they exist anywhere? No. I step peacefully, happiness personified. No bhuloka, no satyaloka, no tapoloka, no brahmaloka, no indraloka, no atala, sutala, talatala, all lokas, nothing is there. You don't even know. But when you wake up in the morning, oh my God, I am in bhuloka. There is indraloka, suryaloka, brahmaloka, all these things come to you because you see dvaitam there. You see this reality. But you are not able to discount them because you are not yet realized the truth of your own self. Just like you, when you go to the beach, the person says, wow, what a beautiful wave, beautiful colors. he forgets the water. He doesn't see the water at all. He only sees the waves. For him, the wave is the only thing which attracts him. The water is the chattana varadam. But when the knowledge arises in him, he will remember the waves, he will also remember that water is satyam. So he will remove the waves or dissolve the waves in the water. Thereby, he will continue to be Vyavarika Jeeva in the real terms, in Dvaitam only. But Dvaitam resolved in Advaitam. So all the lokas are also what? Dvaitam. Because this loka outside of you, Nanga Paparan. Enga Povalinga. And the poet, who is going to come and tell you that I went there? If somebody come and told you, told anybody, I have not been told, neither you have been told, or you have been told also. No, I think I went to this Vaikuntham and they were all very dancing very nicely. And I come here to tell you. How it is possible? It is not possible. So when this is not a possibility, why do you, it is not possible. It is only theoretically there. So lokas are outside of you. All the Shiva, Shaivaid also is Shivalokam Pedam. And the point of Shiva, what will Shiva do? Ultimately, Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu are only one. Where will you go? All the three people are what? Trimurti are only one. We saw in Vishnu Sahasranama, anybody who says that I am different from Shiva is an ignorant person. Vishnu himself says, right, the Sahasranama. So in the Vaikuntha Manakuda, Vaikuntha will say, oh, you go to Shiva Loka. No, I am actually a Vaishnavite. I will not go to Shivaloka. And Kadam Pona already can hear. Because he says that if you worship me, you would worship Shiva also. There Advaitam comes there. So, what it tries to tell you is lokas are all not outside of you. All the lokas are within you. But when you wake up, because of the ignorance which is there, these lokas seem to be real. Oh, Naraka Lokan Nurka, Angapo Yenelavala Matuala. Has somebody gone and told that you'll be cooked in oil? Nobody. It's written in the Garuda Purana like this. To ward off people not to do karma like this. See, if I tell you that you'll be born a Karmambuchi, you will be scared. My God, I don't want to be a Karmambuchi. So what will you do? So what should I do not to become a Karmambuchi, you'll ask. Correct. So you will do all the karma. That is what Upanishad says here. By saying Aparavidya, he says, by doing these things, this is what you're going to get. So you better learn Paravidya. That's what he says here. No. I want to explore further Aparavidya, what it is. By doing that, you're going to go away from Paravidya. You're going to go deeper into Aparavidya. You'll not be able to come back. Our object is what? Our interest is to eat the mango, not from where the seed came into existence. No, I want to see the seed, where it is coming from there. Seed path, what is it going to go? You want to eat mango or not? Correct. Hindi we say na, aam kane se matlab hai, ped ne se matlab nahi hai na. You don't want to count the trees, which tree came from. You want to eat the mango. So if you want to eat the mango, you don't worry about the tree. The tree is just a nimitta karanam, mango is satyam for you. Eat the mango. That's what it says here. Hope you got the idea, right? Okay. So, yehi yehi iti Suvachaha Ahutayaha Suryasya Rashmibhi, the sun's rays, Vahanti Ta Yajamanam. The Yajamana is actually welcomed into this loka, into this happiness which is there. Uttering pleasant words, Akchintyaha, praising him. So you actually, there's no praising for anybody. This is all praising Aparavidya. So if you are following Aparavidya, you will say, oh, Yaravutaram, great Pandra. He is going to praise me. Vango, 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 vango. In reality, there is no vango, there is no pongo there. Because there is no travel for you. Either you go there or you come back here. Atma doesn't travel nor go anywhere. For the Atma, you cannot call Punya Atma, Papa Atma. Atma is Atma. See, it doesn't have any attributes. So how can you say, we say Punya Jeevan, Punya Jeevan, Punya Jeevan. Because Jeeva is actually what? Punya Jeeva means what? This person has a good Punya, he's a good person. We never say Punya Atma, Papa Atma. It is talked in terms of body only. நல்ல ஆத்மா போயிட்டார் அப்படிம்பார். கரெக்டா? தேர் த பர்சன் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் அஸ் அ பாடி, பிசிக்கல் பாடி, நாட் அஸ் தி ஆத்மா. இஃப் யூ சே ஓ அவர் ஆத்மா சொல்லிட்டாரு அப்படின்னு ஆத்மா செத்து போயிடுச்சு அப்படின்னு அப்படி கூடாது. தட் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா. தேர் மீன்ஸ் ஹீஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் இக்னரன் பர்சன் அபவுட் அ பிசிக்கல் பாடி. புண்ணிய ஆத்மா போயிட்டார், புண்ணிய ஆத்மா இருக்கார் அப்படின்னு அர்த்தம். பிசிக்கல் பாடி இஸ் தேர், இஸ் கான், பிசிக்கல் பாடி இஸ் நாட் தேர். ஆத்மா இன் சம் கேசஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ரெஃபர்ட் டு த பிசிக்கல் பாடி ஆல்சோ, பட் யூ ஷுட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் வாட் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் த பர்சன் இஸ் சேயிங். இன் ரியாலிட்டி ஆத்மா ஆர் த கான்சியஸ்னஸ் டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் இன் இட் பர்த் நார் இன் டெத். வி ஹவ் சீன் இட் எலாபரேட்லி இன் த பகவத்கீதா சாப்டர் 2. இன் தத்தபோதா வி ஹவ் சீன் எலாபரேட்லி ஆத்மா கா, வி டிஸ்கஸ்ட். ஸோ ஆத்மா பற்றி டவுட் இருக்கக்கூடாது. ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் த பிசிக்கல் பாடி, பட் வித்தவுட் தி ஆத்மா த பிசிக்கல் பாடி கெனாட் பி, த பிசிக்கல் பாடி கெனாட் பி சீன் வித்தவுட் தி ஆத்மா. ஸோ ஃபார் த ஆத்மா டு பி நோன் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், அதர்வைஸ் த ஆத்மா இஸ் கெனாட் பி டிஸ்கவர்ட், யூ கெனாட் பி நோன், பிகாஸ் தட் இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் டு பி நோன், சப்ஜெக்ட் பி ஸ்டடிடு. இல்லை நான் ஆத்மா படிக்க போகிறேன், ஒன் டே ஐ கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி ஆத்மா. வாட் ஆர் யூ கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி ஆத்மா? யூ ஆர் ஐ எம் ஆத்மா. So what is the question of studying first? No, I'll study what is Atma one day. So you will keep studying, you will keep studying, ultimately stumble upon saying that who is the studier? I am the person studying. What is being studied? I am being studied. What is being subject of study? Me. Yellame nandana, what is the question of where the study is there? When I am the person who is going to be studied, the study is me, the study, the subject also is me, what is the difference? There is nothing outside being studied. So that is what says here. This is to be understood very clearly. So what I am trying to tell you is, now I am trying to give you the vision of Paravidya, that this is what is to be arrived. When you have the vision that this is what is all to be followed, pursued, then you will be moving away from the target. And you will continue to be going in the direction of where this Aparavidya leads you there. And thereby, you will not be able to come back to this, because that will drag you further. Karma pandirna, karma pandirna, liya. You keep doing karma all the time. Karma will make you what? More involved. More karma will do, because you like enjoying this, you will do more karma. More karma will involve more karma. Keep on doing like this. But then you will not, you will forget the real direction where you want to go. So, that's what is said in this verse. I'll take just 5 more minutes before I can 7 verse 7. The next week we conclude the rest. Flava hete adridaha yajna rupaha asta dashot kamaram yeshu karmaha etashtreyo ye abhinanti mudaha jaramitryu jaramrityu te punarevapi yantihi. So I already told you this, that this yajna, or this yajna rupa constitutes of yajna, or ashta dashot means 18. There are 18 different things are there, right? 18 ingredients are there. And they are very fragile. Flavaha means what? Like the boat. Boat arendir. Adridaha means it is not steady. So such people who follow this Shreyas, Eta Shreyo Ye Mudaha, he says people who think that this is what is going to give them Shreyas, ultimate moksham, they are Abhinandanti Mudaha. They are all very, very deluded people. Those who acclaim Abhinandanti Mudaha, what does he do? Jara mrityu te punare vapi yanti. They go from birth to death. Jara mrityu means what? Jara means old age. Mrityu means death. Punare vapi means again they come back. And yanti, they keep coming back and again. They are like a fragile boat, because they are riding this karma wave. They are doing only karmas. And the karmas are an inferior karma, which is not a superior karma. They are all only karma, they karmis. Not even karma yogis. Karma yogi has got a different approach. because he says, I'm doing what for moksha. He doesn't do for anything more for artha kama dharma. He does it for jnanam. Karmi does it for artha kama. Right? He or she wants only results in this janma. So he does it. Adhu kudupa benefit kudupa, then definitely you'll get benefit. Upanishad says this. So jara mrityum te punaravapi yantihi. So you come back again and again at several janmas through cycle because this person is still ignorant about the truth. He thinks that, you know, I'll die. If I die means what happened to my physical body? Will I take birth next janma? If I take birth, what will be my physical body? Will I live in this India or Australia? Or I live in USA? Or I will go to some other loka? Will I be living in Mars? All these things will be the person will confused, deluded person. Nothing wrong with that because this person has not yet come to the level of understanding which is required to discount the limited view. It will come one day. Not that it won't come, it will come. But for that more effort, you have to keep on putting more effort. And by self-analysis, but by understanding what the truth is, by knowing this prapancha which is there, which is all limited prapancha, the world ornalapula rikkad. Shashwatam kada illaya vilagam. This is not nityam, anityam. How can anityam be a source of happiness for you? A thing which is not nityam, how can it nityam is happiness. Anityam means that which is going to be going away from you. How can that be a source of happiness? This has to be understood. Whether it is any food, any cloth, any property, any relative, friend, satsangam, all of them. This satsangam is good because it will benefit you to some extent. But other satsangam may not benefit up to you. So all of them you have to realize, understand all these limitations and see if it is taking you to the direction or not. If it is not taking you to the direction, then you must make an effort to move away from that and develop vairagya, dispassion. That is what we saw so far. I will conclude this summary in the next class. And then we will go to the second mundaka after that. Any questions so far? Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So I'll see some of you in the morning class on Vishnu Sahasranama.